pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, helping you enjoy the outdoors since 1967. Mossberg Quality Firearms, Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eyes on the Outdoors. CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America.
Award-winning Ray Ray's Smokehouse Barbecue Sauce and Ozark Seasoning. RTP Outdoors. RTPOutdoors.com.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donuts. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
Gather around the campfire and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known outdoor celebrity and turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the campfire. Your host, Ray I, here with the Vogler Vogler, Matty G, and Peanut on a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. Here we are, the 24th of, what is this?
Vogler Vogler.
June. He can talk. Yes, he can speak. June. Listen to that campfire. Isn't that wonderful? Great to be in here. Great to be back on the show. Hey, let's do a little intro. We got an in-studio guest this week. Here we go. Rock and roll, baby.
Catfish, boogie, woogie, boogie, woogie, boogie, woogie.
Catfish, we'll do a little catfish, boogie, boogie.
Boogie,
boogie.
Morning,
in the studio with us, Mitch Norris is joining us, Mr. Catfish Killer. Hey, good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Ray.
Thanks for joining us this morning.
More than welcome.
Man, you had some great catfish pictures going on.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been invited you many times.
I know you have.
You
I saw those pictures.
Showed up.
I seen you run with that old vagabond, that Mark Adams guy.
Oh, yeah. Mark likes doing it. He's already wanting to do it again. Yeah. So he's got it scheduled for next month again. So,
All right. Okay, we got a great show lineup for you this week. Give that to you real quick. Of course, Mitch Norris is here. We're going to talk a little bit of catfishing. Bobby Whitehead's going to talk about some Ozark poetry, life, and a little bit of his Canadian. How you say it, Vogler Vogler? Canadian fishing trip.
He's going to talk about the fishing.
Okay. Yeah, he's going to talk. And then we've got a park ranger, national park ranger, Chris Figge. We're getting him back on. We're going to talk about the waterways down there in the Ozarks after all the flooding in his district, his area. We've got Ryan Hunt on with Hunt's Long Range Supply, which is a neat company. And they're in Somersville, Missouri, Vogler Vogler.
Right.
How cool is that? And then we're going to talk to Mark Strand and Gary Klein again, Brandon Butler, Chris Kostmeyer, and Steve Jones. We're going to get them on. But right now we're going to try to do a little phone call live on the air. What, Vogler Vogler?
Is Chris Figge. That's the gentleman we met when we were in the river last year.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go. Let it ring. Here we go. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy birthday, daughter.
Thank you, Daddy.
Listen to that music this morning, baby girl. You, all the guys want to say happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday, baby. We got a better song for your birthday, girl, here. Here we go, Matt. Let's play that other song. We already did the happy birthday, Elvis, baby. Here you go. This is for you, Sissy.
Oh, thanks.
You get ready. Here we go. All together now.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sarah.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, you. We hope you have a great birthday, okay?
Great day.
Loss of words this morning, huh, sis?
Well, you know, Emma's been partying in her crib since about 4.
Well, kiss my baby Emma for me, okay?
Oh. I will. She's currently stealing all my blueberry muffins.
All right. Well, you have a great birthday, okay?
I will. All right. Love you, Dad.
Love you, baby.
Bye. Bye.
Birthday girl. How about that?
Emma, that's just...
You got a couple quick announcements?
No.
You don't?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing. You said it's going to be a full show. I said, do I need to print anything? Well, the water's wet on the fishing report. Water's wet.
Well, I went down to the Ozarks, and we're going to talk more about that in segment two. But there's a place here in St. Louis called Fit to Hunt, and it's a workout place. We're going to get those guys on the show. But right now, currently, I'm using the YMCA. And you got a little song here for you. Yeah, Vogler broke into song as soon as I said it. You've heard my adventures at the YMCA. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm trying to get fit to hunt. But we will get those guys on. But I was over there this last week and went down to the Ozarks and came back. And I could feel a difference this spring from, you know, treadmill and bikes.
Yep.
You know, doing the swimming thing when you get old. Us old dudes, you know, they talk to you over there like you're like 100 years old. That's the only bad part, you know. But, you know, be careful. You might break a hip, you know, type thing. But I guess we're at that age, guys. But you know what? Whatever, this YMCA and Festus is great. Great people, and they really take care of people. But corporate office, like a lot of businesses, takes over and changes things. They sent me a nasty letter and charged me a bunch of money. My card had been compromised, and so when they went to run my thing, so the corporate ran it a couple times and charged me each time that it didn't go through, which was ridiculous. And I went over there, and the girls over there were so nice. It was like, see, we used to take care of this. They would have called me and said, hey, there's something going on with your card, and it wasn't no charge, you know. That we see that, and we had lockers over there. You know, And you put all your stuff in there and you go do the swim and the shower and stuff. Now they charge you per day for the locker, and it's headquarters. It's not them. So I'm sorry to the girls down there if I got a little rough with you when I came in, but I couldn't believe you was all. But, you know, that's the thing that's happening today, that you don't have the public relations on the level with the people, you know, like they had, because corporate decides to come in and get nasty about everything, and then it plays back on them. They're losing membership down there because of it. It's a shame. But we're going to talk a lot about hunting and getting in shape, because we're old and we're fat and we need to be in shape. Right, Vogler Wagner?
Yeah. Both docs, the ortho guy, would love to talk to you. And the urologist, both things easily fixed. Easily fixed? Can't get it there?
I had it
down in my face, and Ray isn't saying anything. Here we go. But they would love to talk to you.
Well, we need to get them on, and we're going to talk to the Fit to Hunt guys. Tony Caggiano's been working with those guys, so, you know, we're going to get him on. And the guy we had in the biscuit eater we had in here for the Conservation Federation of Missouri, I just flatlined. I do that a lot anymore. I looked at Jan the other morning and broke and said, who are
Brandon
you?
Butler?
No, not Brandon. The other one.
The other biscuit eater. Oh.
Anyway, he's at Fit to Hunt. He's doing it. He's working that out there, too. We're going to take a break because we got a full show, a lot of stuff to do. When we come back on the other side, we got lots of things to talk about. So we'll see you all on the other side, baby.
Came up to me.